Hello guys, Julien Stoiker here. So today, let's continue the series about Docker. And so the next step in this talk will be about registry. So basically, what I want to talk to you about today, it's, let's say for example, I have VM. So here's this big square here. It's my Ubuntu VM running Docker on it. So basically, if you want to easily start with that, you can check my previous article about that, or you can really easily spin a VM with Docker on Azure, thanks to Azure. So let's say I want to create a container, so this one, for example, or multiple container running an Ubuntu, let's say, base image. I want to have the Python interpreter already installed on it, and I want to deploy my application on it. So I will don't talk about all this stuff in this video, but I just want to talk about the registry. So basically, the registry, you have two different registry. You saw that on my article. You have something called the Docker Hub. So this one is we call that the public registry. So let me go back here, click on explore. So it's on hub.docker.com. As you can see, we can explore the official repository. So we have the BusyBox one, Nginx, Ubuntu, Swarm, etc., etc. So interesting stuff. So let's say the Ubuntu one. I want to easily deploy and use the Ubuntu image because I think it's not the simplest one, but the more popular one or the common one. I want to have a container. So if you remember here, I want to have this Ubuntu base image. So it will come with some Ubuntu tools or basic tools like the apt-get and other package management, the ping stuff. So a lot of stuff already installed. And again, it's just because I have some habit. I used to already use this distribution, so I know distribution. So I think it's simple to start with this one. Let's say you want just grab this image. So you have here the Docker pub command. So if I go back there, so it's my SSH connection running Docker. So I'll show you that I have the Docker command line. So first, what I want to do is not to Docker pub Ubuntu, but what you can do is do a basic search, so Docker search Ubuntu. So we'll show you this command line. So basically, it's the same thing if you're doing here. Let's say you want an Ubuntu image, so I'm doing a search here, and I have all the different images. So let's say I want to do a search for Python or maybe something more custom like Flask. It's a Python framework. So here you have the official repository, but also let's say the community repository. So let's say for example the first one, just an example, it's a Flask demo app served by something and Nginx. So yeah. It's like the if you're doing let's say a lot of Git stuff, you can see the Docker Hub like GitHub, right? It's a place, a public place, so you can share and build your images. So again, so for example, you have the official one, so it's one world, but let's do a search for Flask, for example. You will see the difference. You have a first world with a WAC and other stuff after that. So yeah, let's say I want to do Docker search Flask, and I should have the same result here. So the first one is the poet belly. So yeah, geez. After that, I should have Jay-Z, etc., etc. So that's the first command. Let's go back and do a Python research here. I want to use this one. So you have official. I will want to use the official one. And again, what I can do, let's say I want to use this one, is Docker pull. So just write Docker pull Python. And behind the scene, it will download the images. So this is one, this image with different layers. So in the meantime, what we can check is the tag feature right there, as you can see. If I click on this tab, I have the ability to see different tags, so different version of the Python tool. So the beauty of that, if you, let's say here, as you can see, I just write Docker pull Python without specifying any tags, right? So that's why he say using the default tag latest. So it will download the latest, so the latest images. But if I want, let's say I want to use the Alpine base image, or I want to have a specific Wheezy version of Ubuntu. I want to have a specific version, let's say the 3.3 Python. So the beauty of that is you can have one repository, but with different tags. Let me talk about very quickly about the Alpine project. So this one is interesting. As you can see, the difference is the size. So you can have more information on alpinelinux.org. To be honest, I'm using this distribution a lot because it's the lightest way to implement something. So let's say you just want Python without any other command like the ping command, the apt-get from Ubuntu or whatever. You don't want to have all the heavy thing, but just Python running on a container. The Alpine distribution is the best to do that. So here. Yeah, basically, when you're running Docker for Python, it will download the big images. So what you can do, so it's done. Download a new raw image, Python latest. So the status, it just downloaded. So what you can do after that, you can check with the Docker images. So in your local environment, so this one, the Docker Canaries repo, I have now two different repositories, the Python one and the Hello World one. So using the latest tag. And the size, so as you can see, the size is pretty big just for basic images. But let's say now that I want the pull against the Python images, but I want to specify a tag, so the Alpine one, for example. And here it will download the new image, but the beauty of this one is the size again. Let me show you that in a few seconds. So writing, so we're done now, it's downloaded. So let's write again Docker images, and now as you can see, I have a new image running Python, but now with the tag Alpine on it. And again, let's say that I want the version 3.3 or version 2 for some compliance reason. So that's the tag feature, right? Now, what we can do is just let's say that I want to keep this one. Right, but I don't need this one. I want to save some stuff. I have some free space on my environment. So what you can do is Docker RMI, so remove image, Python, and this one I don't have to specify the tag, but I can do that. Let's say last test, and it will remove my images. So now you can run Docker images, and I just have the two my two images. So that's it for this quick video, the quick article about, let's say, the repository using the command line using the Docker Hub stuff. So I think in the next article will be how you can build your own image and push that on a repository on the Docker Hub and share with the community. Just try again. Let's say you're doing other stuff like Ruby or other stuff. So let's say I want to try Ruby. So you have the official one, and just download it, pull, and try to start and run this container. And again, I will show how you can easily run, and we show you more complex command in the next article. So I hope you enjoyed the video. If you want to reach me, go on Twitter. My handle is ju_stro, and you can also follow me on with the hashtag I'm using a lot, TalkDevOps, if you want more information about DevOps. I hope you enjoyed the series. Let me know, and see you next time. Bye bye.